Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, celebrating 100 years in business. For week three of June Ladies Month, we will be joined by sprint car driver Shaylee Bade. We will also hear from Todd Tashney from Toner's Lake Karting and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Deer Creek Speedway presents the Napa Auto Parts Gopher 50, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The three-night Napa Gopher 50 will feature USRA modifieds in the World of Outlaw Late Model Series. Thursday night, it's racing, followed by live music with Rhino. Friday night, it's racing, fireworks, and music with Mason Dixon Line. And Saturday night, the Lucas Oil Model Series will be gunning for 50 grand to win. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for ticket availability today. Don't miss the three-night Napa Gopher 50, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, and ag electrician, choose Coles Electric. Hi, this is Steve Cole. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service. We also update your lighting to new energy-efficient LEDs for years of reliability and service. Planning, design, or 24-hour service, see ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your family-owned Husqvarna dealer, is the only preferred partner Husqvarna dealer in Minnesota and one of only 40 in the nation. Stop by Miners in Blooming Prairie to check out the dependable Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. From trimmers and chainsaws to zero turns and tractor mowers, we've got what your yard needs. With over 20 years of product knowledge, we also service what we sell. That makes Miners Outdoor your number one choice for lawn and garden.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Get road trip ready this summer with Napa Auto Parts, the trusted name in auto parts for 100 years. Right now at your local Napa store, grab a 5-quart jug of Napa Premium Performance Conventional Motor Oil for just $16.99. That's top-tier protection at a great price. Or shop a variety of select travel essentials starting at just $14.99, perfect for your summer adventures. Napa, 100 years strong and still keeping you moving. Offer valid at participating Napa stores through June 30th. See store for details.
Napa know-how!
Since 1997. Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
This is Justin Melky from Melky Oil Company. This reason to premiere. VT race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Shaylee Bade, sprint car driver from Nebraska. And Shaylee, you live in Lincoln, Nebraska, home of Speedway Motors and Speedy Bill's incredible museum. How did you get interested in sprint cars in the first place?
Yes, well, perfect. Well, thank you for having me on. I love, you know, doing these things and kind of getting our story out. I started racing when I was 8 years old. Long story short, my dad has four girls, and out of the four girls, I'm the second oldest. And in our younger years, I was the most tomboy one. And one day, he asked me if I wanted to race a go-kart like my cousin Tom. And at the time, I had no idea what my dad was talking about. We went out to Nebraska City Raceway. He tied my shoes. He put my helmet on, and he told me that this was the gas, and this one was the brake. Go out there and have fun. And I will tell you what, it was the most terrifying experience I've ever had in my life. As soon as I got out of the car, my dad had a huge smile on his face, and he asked me if I liked it. I lied to him, and I told him yes. I went into his truck, and I cried because I did not want to get back in that car. But my dad just loved it so much, I couldn't say I hated it. So I wiped my tears off. I came back out, sat back in the car, and I went another round. That week, we went home. We were the first to build, like, in our cul-de-sac area. So there was only one house, which was ours, and then another house being built. And so he told me, he said, Shaylee, take this go-kart, and you go up and down that street, and you turn around in a circle, and you come up. So up and down. So I probably did that 1,000 times, you know, getting some speed and getting used to the car and getting the feel for everything. And, you know, we went out later that next year because I started at the very end of a season. And so that next year I ended up winning my first few races. And the rest is history. And here we are 25 years later.
Your dad, Butch, was really the driving force behind starting your sprint car career. And the bond between a father and daughter when you're doing something like that is pretty special.
Yes, 100%. And if you're people like, you know, if you guys are into racing or you've been a part of it, is, you know, the racing community is a huge family. And once you're in it, it is so hard to get out of it. And a lot of drivers, teams, and fans use the term is, it's the worst drug in the world. Like, it's so addicting and it's so hard to stop. But it's not only the racing that keeps us going, it's the environment and the people and the fans and just the bond you have with your family. Like, my dad's gone now, and I am just so thankful for all of those, you know, late nights, those go-kart races, those road trips him and I have taken, you know, driving across country, North Carolina, racing go-karts. Like, that was what it was all about. And I wish I could go back in time because I didn't realize those were the good days.
And speaking of family, then along comes a guy by the name of Chris Helgett, who was a fellow competitor in sprint cars. How did you two first meet?
So, funny story. If he listens to this, he's probably going to hate me, but I met Chris through his ex-girlfriend. At the time, him and his, they were not dating at the time, but they were trying to work things out. I used to work with her at Texas Roadhouse, and we went and rode motorcycles, and I rode on the back with his best friend, and Chris rode with his, you know, ex-girlfriend, and that was how we met. And the first time that he met me, he thought I was crazy. And here we are, been, it'll be 13 years in June, so he must like him crazy.
Your Facebook page says, sprint car driver, mom, wife, an automotive painter. I have to ask about the automotive painter.
Yes, I'm glad you did. So I started basically in the body shop. I have a restoration background. So I started taking cars apart and fixing them. And then once the cars got to the painting process, that's really where I found my niche. I loved painting. The disassembling and reassembling is good and all, but I really loved the painting aspect. It's just, you go from something that's not very beautiful, and by the time it rolls out of the paint booth, it's a diamond. And so I've been painting automotive, so cars, I do helmets, I just do a little bit of things here and there, stuff that I enjoy. I've been doing that since I was 18 years old, so right out of high school. So whatever that makes. But yeah, kind of a woman in a man's world all the way around.
When I think of the top sprint car tracks in the country, sure, fans think of Eldora, Williams Grove, Knoxville, and Skagit. But Eagle Raceway is up there in the top for a lot of people. You're a feature winner at that track, and that is a tough place to get a win.
Yes, I will definitely agree with you there. It's definitely a very hard place. And honestly, I feel like in the Midwest, we have some of the hardest hitting drivers around here. Like if you look at the top 10 in national points, you know, you'll have over half of our Midwest guys right there in the top 10. So it's definitely a tough track for one and super tough drivers. But, you know, if you can beat the toughest of the toughest drivers and race on the baddest of the baddest racetracks, like, hey, you should be able to race and run with anybody anywhere.
You are tagged as the fastest female sprint car driver in Nebraska. You are not afraid to stand on the gas. And in the sport of sprint car racing, you can't be apprehensive. If you see a hole, you better go for it or you're going to be in last place.
Yes. If you see it, you take it. And, you know, being as a sprint car, it could be good, but it could also bite you in the butt just because we are open wheel. So one little touch from either side could be treacherous for your car plus whoever's car is on the inside or outside of you.
Many guests on the Dirt Show have race dogs, and a local sprint car driver, Mike Stein, has a pet raccoon, but Smokey Bacon has to be the coolest pet yet.
Yes, yeah, so Smokey Bacon is our pet pig, aka our mascot. She just turned 11 in February. I've had her since she was a little piglet. She used to come to the races with us almost every weekend. She is a teacup pig, so all of you listening, I don't want you to think that I'm hauling this 300-pound pig around, because we most definitely are not. She's probably about, in the summertime, I'd say about 80 pounds. In the wintertime, I'd say she's averaging about 70 pounds, just because in the summertime, she likes to go outside for a few hours at a time. She loves dandelions, so she picks all of our dandelions, our neighbor's dandelions. And now that she's a little bit older, I guess she just doesn't love the commotion as much. Like I said, when she was really young, we used to bring her to the races a lot, and she did really good. But now that she's older, you know, pigs are very, very intelligent. So we do ask her if she wants to go to the races or not, and she definitely knows what we're talking about. If she does want to go, she will walk to the toter and then ask to be, like, helped up the stairs. But if she does not want to go, she will run into her room in her little tent that she has that she calls home. And if you try to get her out of there and make her go to the races, she's just a total bee the entire night, to say it nicely. But if she wants to go, she's great. But if she does not want to go, you're better off just leaving her at home.
Many parts of the country are struggling to fill the 360 sprint car fields, but definitely not in Nebraska. It is very strong there.
I would say, well, Eagle runs 305s, not 360s. And, you know, like you said, I would say you're right that, you know, the 360s are kind of going away, and the 305s are a very hot commodity, especially around here. And then the other big one is going to be a 410. Our 360s are kind of fizzling out. We do have a 360 schedule that we're on tour with the Maverin Bank 360s. So I think we have about 12 shows this entire year racing with them. But, you know, the 360 is a little scarce, and I feel like the 305s are taking off, but the thing with the 305 and the 410 is, you know, in the 305, even when you're winning races, you're still not making money. Like, every night for a whole set of tires is like $1,200. So it's very hard to make that up when you're only winning $600 to $700 for first place. And so a lot of people around here are starting to migrate more to the 410s just because you get a little bit more bang for your buck. And two, the winnings are a lot more. And so it just makes more sense because your 360s and your 410s really aren't too much different in price. So if you're going to do it, you might as well go 410 and win big rather than spend the same amount of money and win half as much.
You're also a feature winner at Beatrice Speedway, which is a 3/8 mile high bank track. What is the fast groove around Beatrice?
You know, Beatrice really fluctuates in track conditions. I would say most of the time, I mean, Beatrice is just naturally a very dry track, so the fastest way is going to be on the bottom because it usually doesn't build too much of a cushion. And when we won that night, it was all on the bottom, both turns.
What tracks will you be running regularly with the Malvern Bank 360 series?
So we travel a little bit all around the Midwest with them. We do have a couple of shows at Knoxville that you also mentioned. Huge track. Love getting out there. Wish we raced it a little bit more. Maybe next year. I don't know. This weekend, we're going to be at Shelby County Speedway, which is in Iowa. We got Dawson County Raceway, Boone County Off-Road Speedway, which is Norfolk, Stewart. So just a little bit Nebraska, Missouri, and Iowa. I think we hit Mobley, Missouri here in July. So we just hit a little bit of everywhere, which is nice.
Tasker Phillips, Chris Martin, and Cade Higday. These are guys you are battling against every time you hit the track. There is some stout competition out there.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said earlier, like I feel like we have some of the stoutest drivers here in the Midwest. So if we can beat them here, we should be able to beat them anywhere. I don't know exactly what our plans are for 2026, but I think we're going to try to hit maybe a little bit more 360, a little bit more Knoxville, and you never know. We may just open our horizons to that 410.
Knoxville, that's an impressive place. Every time I pull in there, I just get the chills.
Yes, that place definitely has that effect on people with an awesome track, an amazing facility, the suites. I mean, this track built the town. So it's definitely a racing town and one-of-a-kind atmosphere.
Huset Speedway, what drew you to that track in the first place?
You know, I think as a team, when it opened back up, we always wanted to go there. But I will tell you what, once you go to that track as either a fan or a driver, that place is just as addicting as Knoxville Raceway. It is a super fast bull ring, tight corners, tight track. So there's racing action all the time. Leaders get into lap traffic in just a couple laps. Like, it's just exhilarating for driver and fans. Hands down, probably one of my favorite tracks that I've ever drove on for a sprint car.
We opened up week one of June Ladies Month with Bailey Ballinger, and she talks about the reaction time and how quick things happen on a small bull ring like Huset Speedway. You really got to be up on the wheel.
Yes, like they would say, elbows up. You definitely have to have everything, your car 100%. You have to be on point 100% because everything on a small track, everything just happens so fast. Your reaction time, everything just has to be on point. So you either have some really good luck or some really bad luck, but you just got to pay attention. Watch down as far as you can. Don't just race on the front of your nose. Watch to kind of see what everybody's doing. That way you can avoid. And the other thing about Huset's is the bottom. Instead of like it just being flat and kind of running off into the infield, you have a huge berm. I'd say it's every bit of a 3-foot berm. So if you hit that berm wrong, it shoves your car up the track and hopefully nobody's on that outside of you because you're both going. So definitely a very technical track, but a lot of fun. And me driving personally, I am a short track driver. I love short tracks. I love the racing action. I love being able to run somebody down. Like Knoxville, it's a lot of motor power. But if you mess up just a little bit, you could fall, you know, half a straightaway back. And it's so hard to gain that momentum back up. And you've got to hope that that guy in front kind of makes a little mistake to help get your gap shortened up. But Huset's, you know, it's such a small track that you can run them right back down and be right there in the racing action.
With an extremely busy life, time together in a race hauler must be very special.
It is, you know, and we love our downtime. My husband and I, we have a 3-year-old son, so he loves going racing with us. We have two small little French bulldogs that also go with us. So it's just, you know, a good time. Like I said, you know, racing is a huge family sport, whether it's on the track or off the track or on the road to the next race. Like, it's all a great time. You know, we're building good things for our son. Like, he's seeing a good family environment. He is seeing, you know, teamwork being put together, everybody working as a unit. And the biggest thing I'd say is, you know, respect. Like, even when we have a super bad night, we don't come in screaming and throwing stuff around. Like, hey, if racing was easy, everybody would do it. But unfortunately, racing is just, one, not for everyone, and one, it's just not super easy. It's something you just have to work at.
That's one thing the males don't have to deal with, is taking time off from racing during pregnancy. How did you keep yourself and your mind in condition to come back after your son was born?
Yes, so I raced. My son was born on Sunday, so we just hit Sunday at 12:09, and then I jumped in the car on that following Saturday. So my doctor basically said if I felt good enough that I could do it. But throughout my entire pregnancy, I was very big on, one, I was always eating right. I wasn't just eating junk food. And two, I'd say the biggest thing, either being pregnant or not being pregnant, is staying fit. So I worked out. I did kickboxing boot camp throughout my entire pregnancy until my body towards the end basically said that I needed to stop. But I kept doing what I was doing. I never stopped. They said if you've worked out before you were pregnant, then you are more than capable of working out during and after you were pregnant. So I made sure to keep myself physically fit. And then I had a natural birth, because they do say if you have a natural birth rather than an epidural, that your recovery is faster. I mean, I guess I really don't know exactly, but I've only had one child. I've never had an epidural, but I will tell you that my recovery was fairly easy. I felt great, you know, just a couple days after. It took me, yes, a couple weeks to fully fit into my custom fitted suit, but I made it work. And like I said, a couple weeks later, I got back in my suit and we were hell on wheels.
Also, a sick child trumps racing. When you're a mom, other things are a priority.
Yes, absolutely. And I think every parent, either, you know, mom or dad, would agree. We had to miss a couple races just because our son was sick. But you know what? When your young one is sick, you know, maybe if he was like 14, 15, possibly, like, you know, 18, he wouldn't want his parents as much. But like I said, Justin's only 3 years old, and he does not get sick very often. And when he was, he definitely wanted his mom and dad. So we ended up taking a week off of racing to cater to him, and, you know, it made him feel good. And it only took a couple more days, and he was running around with a chicken with his head cut off, riding his four-wheeler, living his best little three-year-old life.
Being a mom also provides opportunities to promote the sport of sprint car racing away from the track, like your son's school.
Yes. So we did take our car to our son's school. Obviously, you know, Justin has been around racing his entire life, ever since he could remember. It's always been working in the shop, you know, ever since he was a baby, he was sitting in the car up until now. And now that he's old enough, he's riding his four-wheeler. He helps us wash the car. So racing is pretty prominent in his life as it is in ours. And when his school asked to bring our sprint car to his, what they had as a fun day at school, how could I say no? First off, Justin was just over the moon, super excited, telling all of his friends that his mommy was bringing her car. And it made him so happy. Made him happy. It was something for him to look forward to. And then what kid does not like cars? Let's be honest. And I think I had over 100 kids sitting in that car, and they just lit up. So excited, big smiles on their face. So right there, that made it worth it.
Have you resolved the motor issues and the chassis damage that you've been chasing?
Yes. So So about 3 weeks ago now, 4 weeks ago, we ended up losing a front tire and our car dug into the track. And ultimately, that ended up breaking our mag, which at the moment, it didn't happen right away. We ended up going out for the B main and racing the A main. And when I came in for the A main, my motor was sounding a little weird at idle. It ran good. It didn't backfire. It wasn't sounding funny on the track. It was just when I pulled it out of gear and was an idle, I was like, that just doesn't sound right. So when we came home the next day, we washed the car and we went to fire the car and realized that half of the motor wasn't firing. So our mag was bad. We put a new mag in, dropped it in, timed it. Everything was seeming to be good. It sounded fine. It was running fine. So we took it to US 36 and played with it there before we took it to Huset's. But we were still fighting something on the track. Well, turns out we didn't realize from the look of it, when you're looking at the car, it does not look like the frame is bent. But when you strip it down and take everything off, and you set the car on the ground, you do see where the front end of the clip was a little bit more twisted than the rest. So it took a couple weeks for us to figure out what demons that we were chasing, but we fixed our motor problem, and now we just had a chassis problem. So we went to our backup car. We ordered a new frame, so we will get that car back up and running once we have it.
Everywhere you go, you have a huge fan following. That can be good and bad some nights when you're trying to get things loaded up and back on the road for a long trip.
Yes. You know, I will never complain about a long line. I remember being that young kid once going into the pits and getting autographs. And as a young fan, like, that's what keeps the racing alive. Like, that's what you want to do. So you bring your family out, you go talk to the drivers after, and you wouldn't believe how many of these young kids way back when always wanted to grow up and race a car like me or like Tony Stewart or their favorite driver at the time. And that's what keeps racing alive. Like, without that love of the sport and to get those young drivers interested in racing and getting their own car, racing would die. So I will never complain about a long line after the trailer, good or bad night. Yes, it does suck sometimes on a Saturday when Huset's races Sundays. We have to, you know, get the car clean, get the trailer ready, load up, and drive 4 hours to South Dakota. It definitely makes a late night and an early morning. But then again, that's what we sign up for, and that's what we love to do.
You also have some of the best swag in the racing industry. Very vivid colors, shirts, hats, mugs, and now even some incredible blankets.
Yes, well, thank you. Like, I appreciate that. I try very hard on all of our swag. I try to do a little bit of different things that haven't really been done. And I mean, a lot of people don't know, but I do a lot of designing of my own merchandise. I don't design my screen printed stuff, as I do not do screen printing. We have Eric at 905 Inc. who does all of our merchandise, who does an awesome job if anybody needs racing shirts. But everything else I pretty much design, and a lot of it I print myself. And if I can't print it, I get it sent off and have it in stock.
Goals for the 2025 season?
Well, if you would have asked me this before our season started, I'd probably have a different answer. So right now, our goal is to finish races, have a little bit of good luck. Obviously, we want to win some. Definitely need a few more top fives, and definitely, I'd say the biggest one would be win our first 360 show. We've been running 360s for a few years now, and it's so hard to get that win in that class just because you have so many experienced drivers and crews and crew chiefs. And my husband has only been my crew chief for about 3 years on his own, and Chris didn't come from a racing background. So everything that he has learned has been him and I learning together. Him trying to figure out how the car works and what I like, since every driver drives different. But I feel like we're getting really close. We've had a few super stout runs in our 360. We both really enjoy the 360. I'd probably say a little bit more than the 305. I like speed. I'm a hammer down person. And so Chris loves the horsepower with the motor, and he's been doing a really good job. So I would say our biggest goal for the rest of this year would be get our first 360 win.
Favorite track and why?
Favorite track would probably be Houston's, just because it is so racy. It is so much fun. 99% of the time, it's a very good racing surface. You don't have to fight holes or anything like that. You have a top, you have a bottom, and it is just elbows up the entire time.
Who helps you out on the crew at home, in the shop, and at the track?
So our crew at the races is my husband, Chris, who also is one of my sponsors. He does all of the setup every night. And then obviously we're a team in the shop. We have Jack Walter, who travels with us. He's been on our team since 2014. My mom, who, when we can't bring our son, my mom definitely steps up and watches Jessen, or she comes to the races when it's close to help support, sell T-shirts. We have Joe Schneider, who's been a longtime friend. Him and Chris bounce ideas off of each other for car setups and what they think. Sue Schneider also helps us out in the shop a lot with maintenance. My husband owns his own company, so sometimes he doesn't get home till 8, 9, sometimes 10 o'clock at night. And Stu really helps pick up the slack, helps us get everything ready for that next week. Tyra, she helps me sell T-shirts weekend and week out. My sisters come and help support, and that's about it for crew.
And you also have some great sponsors on your car.
Yes, we have some of the best sponsors, I believe. Obviously, Chris Helgett with Helgett Construction. He's owned his own gutter company since 2012, so just a year before I met him. Carpetland, they have been a part of our team for quite a few years now. Can't thank them enough for their support. Home Shield Roofing and Exteriors came on board because Chris does a lot of their gutters. They obviously do roofs, so he finishes the gutters. Restore Muscle Car, Dave Hall, can't thank him enough. Pro Roll-Off, giant trash can company here in Lincoln. Greg, my race pass, if you're a fan of racing or a driver, if you don't have my race pass, the app, definitely get my race pass. That way you can follow on any track anywhere. Sean Bigler, just a fan that I met on Facebook, and he kind of came a part of our team about 3 years ago, and he helps us out a lot and just doing a little bit here and there, but hey, every little bit helps. We got Pyrogasm Fireworks. So hey, 4th of July is coming up. We got a firework dealer if you need something good. Mammoth Station, a gas station that we always stop to every time we head to Eagle Raceway. They also have another business right there, which is Hippo Equipment, renting out tractors and any other little things. My mom, obviously, she helps us with a little bit with the car and obviously with our son. And then Tina, which would be my mother-in-law, they've been in the racing family for a long time, and so they just throw us a little bit here and there to help us do what we love.
Shaylee, thanks for some great racing stories, and can't wait to see you out at Houston Speedway, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And yes, hopefully we'll see you up there in Houston.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here in North Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 25 years. If you want to run with the winners, see AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
As you enter the parking lot of Fairmont Raceway, 60 years of racing history awaits. Since 1965, the legends of the USMTS have modified touring series. Sprint cars and late models have thrilled race fans with their speed and driving skills on this region's fastest half mile. Become part of racing history every Friday night this summer at Fairmont Raceway with a restaurant-quality concession stand, and there's not a bad seat in the house in their spacious grandstand. See FMTRaceway.com for more information.
Here in Minnesota, it's about treating other people with respect and building relationships over the years. Midwest Collision has been known for offering professional collision and automotive repair services in the Faribault and Owatonna areas for over 50 years. Make the right choice for your collision repair. Midwest Collision, just east of Faribault on Highway 60, or call 507-332-2434.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we bend them.
Have you noticed your car is using more oil than it used to? Do you notice a little extra smoke coming out of the tailpipe? This could be caused by normal daily driving of your car. Justice Brothers Oil Treatment reduces exhaust smoke and oil burning due to excessive engine wear, and it helps your engine run smoother, cooler, and quieter. It also helps to restore lost compression and protect against oil oxidation. Help your car and the environment. Try a can of Justice Brothers Oil Treatment today. Check out JusticeBrothers.com.
See our display at Runnings.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, Stewart Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, plus other tracks around southern Minnesota, North Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver or follow their 18-race Black Iron MFG Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule as a fan. Batwing Chassis. Fast, affordable fun. See batwingchassis.com.
Race fans, if you're headed to Knoxville Raceway this season for the sprint car races, make sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. This year's special exhibit will be our track tribute to Manzanita Speedway and the rich history of the Western World Sprint Car Championship races. We'll be featuring 8 of the iconic race cars that raced at Manzanita, in addition to the 20-plus race cars being featured inside the museum this summer. And remember that on race days, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 8 a.m. until the final checkered flag falls here at Knoxville Raceway. So be sure to schedule some time to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and see the only museum in the world that is solely dedicated to sprint car racing, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Todd Tashney from Toner Lakes Karting. And Todd, let's start off talking about karting. What a hidden gem out in the countryside between Waseca and Janesville. Races are held Sundays with hot laps at noon and racing to follow. It's a great place for fans and drivers alike really to experience what karting is all about.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know, especially to get the young kids involved. You know, we have, I think, 4 or 5 classes total normally. We're always open to more classes coming. We just ask that 3 carts minimum come. But again, it's a lot of fun to have the, you know, the 5-year-old kids starting out and they don't know exactly what they're doing. And then you see them kind of growing into the next division and they start to get a little more aggressive. And then they get to the higher end of the kids division. And then it gets really interesting watching some of them race together. But even the adults, you know, we're watching them run. It's just a lot of fun to low budget type racing, I guess you could say.
The cool thing when I'm out there, it's all the way from kids where the helmet actually weighs more than they do, all the way up to the full blown outlaw carts. And if somebody comes out there and they want to get a pit pass and go down in the pits and talk to one of the dads about the carts or one of the moms about being involved in karting or possibly even after the races, get their son to sit in a cart and see what it's going to be like.
There's actually a lot of used karting equipment out there to get involved in the sport.
Absolutely. Like you say, the helmets, it's funny watching some of those young kids in the entry-level division. Their heads are tipped down because the helmets weigh probably more than their head. Usually after the races, we do allow that, you know, there's some kids that want to try it out and just get used to it. I mean, usually after the races, we do allow that. Pit passes are very inexpensive at only $5 a pit pass. Usually any of the parents or any of the carters will help you out and help you get involved if you're interested in getting involved.
We also can't do this interview without talking about your wife Bailey's big enduro win lately.
That was a lot of fun to see. It was, you know, we were driving the other day and I said to her, I think you're the only female that's ever won an enduro that I'm aware of. I wonder how far nationwide that goes. But no, that was a lot of fun to see that happen with the Southern Minnesota Promotions. And, you know, hopefully that that continues on and keeps growing like it is currently.
That leads us right into the Midwest 6R Enduro Series that will be running at Waseca County Fair on Saturday, July 12th. It's really back to the basics in that series. How did that series come about?
A couple friends and I met and we talked about different ideas on what we could do to get it more back to the basics, you know, just your entry level type racing, knock the windows out and go have fun basically. So we talked about different ideas with running four cylinders, you know, the eight cylinders, that stuff has just kind of disappeared over the last 15, 20 years. And then the four cylinders, a lot of them are becoming so performance based that it's getting expensive to find those cars to compete. So we found that there was a lot of front-wheel drive six-cylinder cars available, and we decided that that might be our best option for somebody who wants to just, you know, knock the windows out. A cage is mandatory, unfortunately, due to insurance stuff, but we've been installing a couple cages for people for $200, so it's fairly economical to get involved. But that's the big thing, is just try to keep it low budget and just invite people out to have some fun again.
You're also the co-host of the Enduro Show podcast, which I had a chance to be on a while back, and that was a lot of fun. It's a laid-back format, talking racing and literally anything.
We start talking about anything and everything. No, my friend Josh Gernentz, he had the idea of starting it a little over a year ago. I think we've done 40 episodes at this point. But it's a lot of fun, you know, a lot like the Dirt Show, where you get to know the drivers, you get to know the people involved in racing. The Enduro Show is more based off of enduro racing, but we try to venture out. And like you say, we interviewed you and you had a lot of good stories to tell. And I'm sure we could have probably put another couple hours in listening to some of those stories. But it was a lot of fun to get started. And as you get going, you get more comfortable and it's a laid back type of interview like you had mentioned. But hopefully we keep doing it and we're following the Impact Survival Series over in Wisconsin, the Southern Minnesota Promotions. Obviously, we'll be following the Midwest 6R series. And then we've talked with a couple people that have run enduros up in northern Minnesota also. But again, it's just fun to hear different sides of people's story and see what they've been through over the years.
Something new coming to the area is HSRA, the High School Racing Association. They will be at Chateau Speedway on Friday, July 25th and Friday, August 15th. How did you get involved and what are the rules of HSRA?
That's a very good question. That was kind of our baseline of starting the Midwest 6R series. I talked to Jonathan Eckelberg, who's the promoter director of that high school racing association, about using his rules and about ideas of what we could do to help grow each other. And he said we need to get into Minnesota somehow. So I talked with Chateau Speedway a few times and we ended up getting stuff all organized for that. Unfortunately, it was just later in the year to where we couldn't get as many high schools involved as what we would have liked. But again, just six cylinder front wheel drive cars. I believe the series has been going on for about, I want to say, 6 years or so. But again, just getting younger kids involved and helping them, first of all, learn about mechanical stuff, car stuff, also just budgeting, you know, figuring out, okay, I can spend this amount of money on this car, and just get them out there to have some fun.
Todd, virtually everything you're involved in revolves around growing the sport of racing, getting youth involved in karting, six-cylinder enduro racing, and just enduro racing in general. If this sport is going to continue, we definitely need the youth.
Absolutely. You got to get the kids involved. Help them get wrenches in their hands instead of the video game controllers, because you'll have a lot more memories being made behind the wheel or at the racetrack on any given weekend than you will sitting behind a TV screen, in my opinion. But hopefully we can get kids continue to be involved and see where the world of racing goes in the next few years.
How can listeners find out more about Toner's Lakes Karting?
Toner Lakes Karting, we do have a website. It's tonerslakekarting.org. You could also find us on Facebook. Just search Toner's Lake Karting. That's where we try to give the most amount of information that we can.
How can listeners find out more about Midwest 6R and the Enduro Show?
The Enduro Show, you can find the Enduro Show on any major podcast. Just search the Enduro Show. It is explicit to where you may hear a swear word or two. But the Midwest 6R series, that we also have a webpage, just like the Toner's Lake. It's Midwest6R.com, the letter R. And then you could also find us on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page for the series. We also have a Facebook group where people have been sharing different cars that they find for sale or different information about vehicles and stuff like that, just trying to get people involved and helping each other.
And is that also where you can find information on the high school racing series?
Yes, the High School Racing Association, they have a website. I believe it's hsra.org, I want to say. I'd have to look that up again. But the High School Racing Association, if you search it on Google, you should be able to find information for it. They do have a Facebook page as well. It's very unique on their situation because it's high school kids anywhere from 14 to 19 years old, and that's the limit for that.
Todd, thanks for all you do. Thanks for keeping your wife involved in racing and working on her car. And thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Absolutely. It's been fun just to see other people racing. I've spent 23-plus years or so behind the wheel, and I get to the point where it's the same thing. But when you see other people get out of the car with a big smile on their face, that's almost as good as winning a big race. So I appreciate all you do for spreading the word of racing in general, and I hope everybody out there can get to the track soon.
You don't have to choose between comfort and capability when you're behind the wheel of a 2025 Honda Pioneer 704. Rugged and reliable, it delivers the power you need on the job, the smooth shifting you want on the trail. And with Honda's exclusive quick flip seating, you'll get the versatility of seating four passengers or stowing the back seats for a full cargo bed. See the latest Honda Pioneer 704 today at Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin. For your safety, read the owner's manual. You'll wear helmet and eye protection, closed side nets and doors, and always wear seatbelts. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 years and older. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 10-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Mention this Dirt Show ad and receive 10% off your next order. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center at 507-351-9244 or AndersonEnterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
As you stop the throttle to the floor, you want quick response and a burst of power. Hi, this is Corey from Byers Engine Service. Since 1975, our staff here at Byers Engine Service has been supplying hot rodders, drag racers, and circle track cars with the power and dependability they need at an affordable price. When you consider your next engine build, consider Byers. BESPerformance.com. No gimmicks, just horsepower.
Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has over 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity for your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their three locations in Louisville, Minnesota, and Ziering in Washington, Iowa, and ask about their five-day guarantee. Or call 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just watching Shevlin Enterprises picking up our trash.
That was a great decision to switch to Shevlin Enterprises.
Yes, it was. Great price, great service, locally owned and operated. And remember that spring garage cleanout?
Yeah, two full dumpsters, and they took care of it all.
I wish every decision was as easy as Shevlin Enterprises.
Amen to that.
Contact Shevlin Enterprises today at 507-214-8727.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And summertime, people are grilling and having some great meals, and I spotted Cookies Style Italian Sausage. What is that all about, Speed?
I'll tell you what, Clayne, that's really good, and that's in our second edition cookbook. And for those of you that don't have the second edition cookbook and would like to get one, just go online to our website, cookiesbbq.com, and specify that you want the second edition cookbook, because it's got this recipe in it on page 101. Here's the recipe. It's called Italian Sausage Cookie Style. And what you do is you take a dozen Italian sausage that you can get at the meat counter and basically any of your favorite grocery stores, a cup of beer. Now, I said a cup. I didn't say a six-pack or a 12-pack. Just a cup. Then a cup of chopped up green peppers, a cup of chopped up onion, and then a 26-ounce bottle of any one of Cookies sauces. Again, I prefer the tangy mustard on this one. And then a quarter of a cup of molasses. And then grab yourself a dozen hoagie buns. And what you do is you take the Italian sausage, take a fork and poke some small holes in it, and put the sausage in a large skillet, pour the beer in there with it, heat it up till it starts to bubble, and then reduce it down and just let it simmer for about 10, 15 minutes till those sausages reach an internal temperature of 165 degrees. Then drain that off. Then put the sausages in a 9 by 13 pan. Then in the same skillet, cook the peppers and onions down. Throw those in on top of the Italian sausages that you've got in your pan. And then take the tangy mustard along with the molasses and heat that up and mix that together in that same pan and pour that over the top of it. And then bake it uncovered in about a 350-degree oven about 30 to 45 minutes. Then put those in those hoagie buns. Then I like to have a few extra chopped up onions to throw on it. But I'll tell you what, that makes a great meal. And another thing to do, if you're looking for an easy appetizer, just get the hoagie bun. And when you've got them all, those sausages all done, cut them in a length about half, three-quarter of an inch, whatever, nice bite-sized pieces, and serve them with toothpicks. You know, you can just put them in a crock pot and people can get them out of there. But I'll tell you what, that makes a nice hors d'oeuvre too. So people just go wild for that at a party. Again, this is in our second edition cookbook, page 101, and just go online, cookiebbq.com, and order, but just make sure you put in their second edition cookbook. And if you'd like me to autograph it, just make a note in there and I'll sign it before they send it out. And remember, smart cookies use cookies, Clay. Have a good day, buddy.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Kevco drive shafts are 100% American-made in the USA with USA-sourced materials, using precision machine yokes offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand-built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline's Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid body non-greasable U-joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U-joints, U-bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
Come on, kids, let's go outside to play. Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
Extreme! Extreme!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.